Hello everyone, welcome to another soundbite. Today we continue talking about Oblomov. And I would like to bring up a particular feature of his character, which is laziness. How do you feel about laziness? Do you think it's okay to be lazy sometimes? Do you find yourself being lazy on a Sunday morning, or as long as we are in July, do you ever find yourself lazy in July? Well, just think a little bit about laziness. And as you do so, I would like to remind you a bit about Oblomov as a character. Remember, he refuses to get out of bed. For the most part of the day, he is wrapped in his threadbare Oriental dressing gown. Around him, he's got filth and cobwebs, and his room hasn't been cleaned for years. His servant repeatedly urges him to get up, to dress, to shave, but his efforts are in vain. His annual allowance runs out. Ilya Ilyich is losing money, and tricksters that begin to prey on him rob him of money he doesn't even have. Oblomov just can't rouse himself into action. Have you ever felt anywhere similar to that? Every day he resolves to write letters, for example, but he fails to put them in order simply because he gets vexed by some grammatical question. And, well, let's say a question that he's got in his head is something about restrictive clauses. In other words, when to use which and when to use that. Anyway, the letters are never finished and never sent, and his affairs deteriorate at an alarming pace. Do you see any connection to laziness in these particular actions of his? The friend's actions, who are really trying to save Oblomov, prove to be fruitless. He dies young as a result of too much sleep, too much drink and red meat, and lack of exercise. And yet, for all that, his life hasn't been an unhappy one. In his final years, he finds love and many people genuinely care for him. Moreover, he has never been lazy merely in the sense of preferring rest to activity. Now think about it. See how it can be put. Laziness is not preferred, is not being an opposite of activity or the pleasure and leisure to work. Rather, he has serious philosophical reservations about the active life. As he puts it to his friend, and here comes the direct quote, "All these society people are dead men, men fast asleep. They are worse than I am. What is their aim in life? They do not lie in bed like me. They dash backwards and forwards every day like flies. But what is the good?" And when his friend accuses him of Oblomovism, which is a term he has invented to characterize Oblomov, Ilya Ilyich says, direct quote, "Doesn't everyone strive to the very same thing that I dream of? Isn't it the purpose of all your running about, your passions, wars, trade, politics, to secure rest, to attain this ideal of a lost paradise?" And I think these two quotes that I've just read to you are actually the key ones, to my mind, in understanding what laziness, according to Goncharov, is in Oblomov as a character. It is not an idle laziness. It is not a laziness which is opposed to action. It is a philosophical laziness, in thinking that much ado about nothing, or lots of running around, or having an agenda for every single bit of a day doesn't make these people any better in comparison to Ilya Ilyich, who actually wishes the same. He is not restless. His soul is working, and he's got the same purpose as all people who are running about. He is against wars, and he is not for politics, and he wants to have a secure rest as everybody else. And don't we all want to attain an ideal paradise, which unfortunately very often gets lost in a rat race? Well, here is something for you to think about as you read Oblomov or you listen to this soundbite. And hopefully there is a thought there. So every time you become lazy and decide not to, perhaps it's not such a bad thing. Don't you think so? Talk to you soon.